It's Del Aware for Tuesday, June 18th. I'm Peter MacArthur. Thanks for being here today. Have you ever heard of a kissing bug? Sounds nice. Sounds friendly. Sounds affectionate. Well, here's the thing. There has been a discovery of two of these kissing bugs in a Newcastle County home, the first time that they've been found in Delaware. What's the significance? Well, let's turn to Jennifer Peterson. She's an assistant professor of entomology and wildlife ecology at UD to get maybe some of the answers to that. First of all, good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. Why don't we just kind of set up the foundation of this? What are kissing bugs exactly? Like, what are they consist of? Where do they come from? And why is it a big deal that we found them here?
So kissing bugs are blood sucking insects. You know, we know about ticks, we know about mosquitoes. Kissing bugs are sort of in the same category as that. They're just less common. And so we don't know about them because we don't generally have to worry about them.
And why don't we usually have to, are they not necessarily native to our area, or what about element?
They are native. They are native. I like to study them from an evolutionary perspective as well, and they have been here well before we have. It's just that they tend to stay in the forest. They prefer to feed on animals. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we see them, you know, as forests keep getting, destroyed to make room for houses and buildings and stuff, then they sort of lose their habitat. And so then they start coming around to our houses and looking for something to eat.
So it's a bit of a branching out here, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's a pretty, you know, it's a classic scenario. Deforestation, yeah. You know, leads to this habitat loss, which then leads to sort of, you know, species having to adapt and change. And they've been found in Delaware before. This isn't the first time. We knew they were here. We've been recording them since 2004. The significance of this is that we found them infected with a parasite that causes a disease called Chagas disease. And so, I mean, it's not surprising that they were infected. I was only the second person who ever looked. So, you know, but it is important to know.
So the Chagas disease you refer to, I mean, it doesn't sound good. What is that exactly? What can it lead to?
So it's an infection, and so it starts with an acute phase. So a phase that has like symptoms that are usually confused for something else because they're very general, like flu-like symptoms. And then the parasite, it hides from your immune system. And so it just kind of, it's like a slow burn. And so your immune system gets it down to a certain level, but it stays in your body, and it causes this repeated inflammation, and it generally likes to infect your cardiac tissues. And so that's why, you know, after between like 10 and 30 years, you can get sometimes, you know, heart issues from it.
Got it. Okay. I'm looking at a picture of a kissing bug. I'm trying to give people a heads up on what it looks like. How would you explain its looks?
So it looks a lot like a milkweed bug, or it's, you know, about, I usually, it's about, you know, as long as a quarter.
Okay.
Like the coin. So an adult could fit on that. So it's a lot bigger than a mosquito or other things we're used to. And so that's why generally, you know, you'd know if it were biting you. So that's why it's not that big of a deal in terms of but you don't want it to bite you in your sleep. But the other really important thing that you should know about the kissing bug and why we don't need to panic is it doesn't spread the parasite through its bite.
Okay, how is that?
It's a little bit gross, so I'm not sure if I should tell you how it spreads it.
Okay. I appreciate your caution on that. That's not a bad policy. How did you find out about these two instances of the bug in this Newcastle County home? I mean, how does a report like that come about?
Well, it was a kind of crazy process. I've been studying kissing bugs for 15 years, but I just started at UD in September, and everybody knows that I'm like the kissing bug person. and they said, oh, someone found a kissing bug in Newcastle County, but we don't know. I don't know. It was like, it happened in the summer, which is like when everything shuts down in UD. And so it kind of never went anywhere. And
yeah.
I went and looked at the specimen, and I was like, oh, that is a kissing bug. Yes. what's going on here? And so I just kind of like moved it forward, and I got in touch with the homeowner and found out, you know, where it was found, and I got the specimens and I tested them for the parasite, and you know, that's kind of how it went, is because the homeowner had contacted UD Extension over the summer to try to get an ID on the bug.
Jennifer, kind of pulling back a little bit in terms of entomology, what is, as an entomologist, you know, if someone says, well, why do you enjoy that so much as a profession? What was it that drew you to entomology in the first place to make that a career?
That's a really good question. So first of all, I'm a medical entomologist, and so I only know about bugs that spread human pathogens or animal pathogens. So if someone like shows me a butterfly, I can't tell you anything about it.
Right.
But although there are blood-sucking butterflies, I'll just say that. I actually started the opposite way. I started with the disease. I saw a movie on, I was taking a medical Spanish class, and I saw a video on Chagas disease, and it's just like so rooted in injustices, because it's really, a disease that plagues like underprivileged and under-resourced communities in Latin America. And I was just really compelled by that. And I said, I want to study that. I want to help. I want to do something. And then from there, somehow I ended up working on the bugs.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So when, as you're working now at UD, do you have the ability to continue kind of those efforts, like, you know, finding out things that can be helpful to places where this kind of thing's a problem?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of, I'll say, first of all, there's a lot of really great people who are from those places that are working, you know, in the hyper endemic places. And, I work in Trinidad. I'm part of a team looking at Chagas disease and its transmission in the island of Trinidad in the Caribbean. And I'm also sort of expanding to look in other areas of the Caribbean, because it really is, there's not much awareness down there.
Yeah.
And then here, we're trying to, because of the finding these two kissing bugs infected with the parasite in Delaware, I have a team out this summer sampling all over Delaware to look for the kissing bugs. Because the thing is, no one's ever studied them here, so we don't know anything about them here. All we know is guesses based on what the kissing bugs are doing in like Louisiana or Florida.
Yeah.
And so we're just really in an information gathering stage.
They could be well-rooted here and just low-profile, and we wouldn't know the difference quite yet.
Exactly. Yep, perfect. You just summed it up perfectly. I mean, it's the bug and the parasite are here. They've been here long before humans have.
Yeah.
But we just don't really know the extent to which they're kind of foraging outside of, like, wooded areas.
Right. Fascinating. It's great. I'm glad we got a chance to talk. I think you have shed a lot of light to people. When you travel places, do you tend to, you know, come away saying, yeah, I didn't realize that was happening? Is there always like new discoveries, new, you know, understanding of things that are happening in places you travel to? It just sounds like the kind of work where that would be the case to me, Jennifer.
Well, so a lot of things, usually what I find out there when I go to other places, like other countries, is first of all, just, it always cements, oh, sorry, I'm outside and there's a truck driving.
That's okay.
Hold on, there's a cement truck driving by. But what I really get, oh my gosh, there's another one, sorry, this is the last one. It really cements me the importance of the One Health connection, you know, of really how we are not apart anymore from all of these animal and even diseases that are in the forest. And also just the importance of community awareness and education, because as soon as people start noticing and then they start seeing the bugs and they start giving them to me, and then we can really get a sense of what's going on. And so just really the human piece is what really is interesting, or what really is always very obvious when I go to other places.
Yeah. You mentioned you have a team on the road this summer. Are you traveling abroad any further this summer?
Well, I just got back from Trinidad, where I gave a workshop on these kissing bugs, and then I just moved here from Portland, Oregon. So I'm just visiting family all summer,
got
working remotely.
Well, thank you
trying to get people to give me money to study kissing bugs.
You know what? Hey, that's what it's all about. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't come cheap, so you might as well get into those efforts. Jennifer Peterson joining us, assistant professor of entomology and wildlife ecology at UD. Go ahead. You were going to add something there.
Yeah, so we have a flyer, an informational flyer about kissing bugs and how to kind of tell them apart from other bugs, because they're in Delaware, they're orange and black. That's an important thing.
Okay.
But I could send you a digital copy if you wanted to, you know, share it with your listeners online or something.
Let's do that. Yeah, you have my but let's do that, because I can throw it up on our website, and you know, seeing is understanding. And so that'd be
exactly.
Great.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, Perfect. Let me know if you have any other questions. I'm happy to answer.
All right. I'll let you go for now, but thank you so much. I'm glad we got a chance to talk this morning, Jen.
Thank you. Me too.
Take good care now. 9:45 now here on Del Away.